And when he was singing the Jefferson's theme song, and Brandon T. Jackson was like, that's a theme song. He said, just because the theme song
don't make that true. I'm the dude playing the dude disguised as another dude. You the dude that don't know the dude is.
I never seen it.
Really?
You never seen it? It ain't a movie that people will be like that, but you are missing out on
so much goodness.
When I saw it in blackface, I was like, I'm good.
Dog, no, it's not what you think. It's so not what you think.
They're in on the joke. Like, we are not the joke.
And they go for everyone.
They, bruh.
I know you know what I'm talking about. That's wild. There is a part in the movie that is absolutely your humor.
And Tom Cruise is in there.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even know it was Tom Cruise until the fucking end.
Bruh. Yeah, same. He is in there. He was like,
when the credits started rolling, was like, Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
Who the fuck? That's Tom Cruise?
I like
Cruise?
When people's makeup is that good.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
But his acting were just so good.
Yeah,
that whole movie as a whole was fucking phenomenal.
Tom Cruise is wild. Like, I was watching the latest Mission Impossible, and I'm like, after a certain age, man,
He's 60.
He's like 60 years
but
old,
but he's still doing it, man.
He's not though. You're not beating up no
you
Russian.
You can't outrun Tom Cruise. He's like, you can't outrun Tom Cruise.
You can though. You a 60 year old man. Me personally. I probably got Tom Cruise.
Nobody got Tom
Cruise.
Tom Cruise can absolutely still fight.
He is doing all his own stunts.
First of all,
you don't even order your own meals, okay?
Meals. He runs like that to the microwave.
Meals. No, but it's just him in his seat like this. You get it for me.
I feel like if you, your whole career, you training for action movies, you got hands.
I think even you got hands. Yeah, choreography for the fight scenes. It's gotta, you just got to get a little bit of that. I feel like
even Keanu, Keanu does is all his shit. He training, man.
He does.
Keanu looks hurt, though.
He really jumped off that cliff on a motorcycle.
Yeah. He did it 6 times.
He did?
He did it 6 times.
He only did it once.
No, they got it on the first take.
I'd be so heated.
And they were like, he was like, I think I'll do it better. Let's do it again.
Tom asked, okay.
Yeah.
Wait, really?
He did it 6 times. He's on the motor. Have you seen the last movie?
No.
You've probably seen the trailer.
He's on the motorcycle. He goes off the cliff. And when he goes off the cliff, he drops the bike and he's just in the air. And then he lets go. He opens up his parachute. It's him on the motorcycle for real, going off the cliff, driving.
That's a crazy thing to say I want to do again.
He did it 6 times.
They got to get a new bike?
Yeah, they had to get 6 new bikes.
And they used the first one? He didn't get better at all.
Yeah, they were like, I mean, we got it.
Then he took actual pilot classes to do the last Top Gun.
Yeah, he did. He even hurt. He broke his foot on the one.
He don't even be able to be insured in his movies.
I forgot which one it is.
It'd be too dangerous.
He falls from like a thing on the helicopter, and then like he hurt his foot. He did that. They're like, you bro, we got people.
So if he gets hurt, he just gets hurt.
They stopped production because he got hurt last time.
He's did this for real.
He did that 6 times.
The funniest part is in the movie. It's like I don't know if he really needed to do that. It's like. 80% stunt, but to tie into the movie, it's like we're gonna parachute down on this house. Like, why did we go off a ramp with a motorcycle?
He also landed on a train in the movie.
Yeah,
and a moving train and busted through the window. I'm like, okay.
Listen, I ain't gonna hold you. If I'm an action star and I'm trained for it, I might want to do this shit too.
I mean, that's the coolest version of it. I could never be a stuntman and doing that, and you might die, and then Tom Cruise lands. You know what I mean? Like, that doesn't seem worth it. If I'm, like, in the movie and I do the shit and it's fun and I'm like, well, I did my own stunts.
Right.
But it's crazy that some people's job is just to do all the background stuff. Yeah. You got to be an adrenaline
junkie.
Kevin
Hart said he tried to do his own stunts once at the beginning. Because he's like, I'm inspired by these, you know, Tom Cruise, Jackie Chan. And he rolled over and hurt his back. He was like, get that man.
Yeah, that guy kind of looks like me.
I think Tom Holland does his own stunts,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he does.
Because he actually can do... Who? Tom Holland, Spider-Man.
Oh, word. Oh.
He heard Holland
Days.
That's
pretty dope.
He's like, what? Egg Benedict?
Holland Days? Holland Days?
Where? Where? Who do you mean?
Wait, ham? You said ham? Wait, where's his ham at?
Tom's Burgers? Just breaking it up. You say Holland Days and Tom's Burgers?
You said Jimmy John's? You said hollandaise on sandwiches?
Tom Hanks.
Blah, blah, blah.
Tom Holland. He had to take a record from acting. He said his last movie did so poorly and like the social media got to him so much.
Which movie?
The one where he was getting back shots.
What?
You remember that? Yeah,
no.
He had a gay sex scene.
What movie is this?
He had,
I thought it was Uncharted.
Had, there was like Uncharted, a, yeah.
This movie, I loved Uncharted.
It was like a series where he has Uncharted. Like long hair. He has long hair and he's like mentally disturbed. But I thought he said he needed to take a break from acting because he's a method actor and he, the mental state that he got into for the role.
That's what it was.
Yeah. Really? I'm sure the social media got to him too. Because there's a photo of him like against the wall. And people are like,
it came out that like that came out like shortly after. What's the chick he's
dating? Zendaya's Train.
Yeah, yep. Zendaya's Train, and then shortly after that.
Train?
Yeah, she got trained in a movie.
Trained?
Yeah. No. Like,
she had a train bad ran one. On her. Oh.
Yeah. Like, she played a tennis star that had two boyfriends, and they
that's
had
not was
that
a movie train? Or was that Euphoria? That's a good time.
Huh?
Was that a movie or was that Euphoria?
No, it was a movie. That's a new movie.
Okay.
Euphoria's done.
It's only a train.
Euphoria's over?
They said, like, because of the writer's strike, it has to come back at, like, in 2030 or 2035.
And then one of the characters die?
And then they were saying that...
One of the main characters passed away. He had drug overdose.
That's right. Angus Cloud.
Oh, Angus Cloud.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He sure did pass away. Rest in peace, Angus. Mm-hmm. He, Euphoria kind of messed me because my kids were going to start in high school at that time.
I
like,
never watched it.
It was...
Yeah, I agree. It's not a train. That's a good time. Mm.
That's a train.
No,
or
it's
a shish kebab.
It's only a train because it's two guys. If it's two girls, it's a threesome.
Right.
So I saw this tweet that said,
if it's two guys, it's a threesome, too.
It's a skewer.
You say,
well, skew me, darling.
Have you heard of this girl math, boy math thing?
The what?
Girl math, boy math.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Y'all heard this?
Mm-mm.
I saw
girl
it.
Math is like, if I was going to spend $500 on a jacket and my boyfriend gave me $800, the jacket was basically free and I made $1,300. Stuff like that. Like, my wife, when she does returns and she gets the money back, she's like, oh, free money.
I like that. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, that's girl math. Basically, that's the trend.
I got new math to go, mm-hmm. I mean, new money to go spend.
Exactly.
Yeah.
As opposed to giving it back.
Right.
Okay.
So, boy math is like, one person was like, boy math is, and it was funny because boy math didn't get the joke part of it. It was just mean stuff about men. It was like, boy math is men are homophobic, but they like threesomes. Like, there's no math in that. Oh, three.
Boy math. Proven right there. Boy math.
Three.
You
was
don't
the math.
Read. Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay.
But they don't.
Comprehension.
Threesome was the math.
Mm-hmm.
Also, threesome seems like the worst thing ever. I'm developing a
not if it's like two guys.
Two guys. That's terrible.
Two guys sound like a great time. Like,
I mean, maybe for you.
Another
like
meat
me,
swinging.
Chris Brown, and like Trey Songz.
You pick some interesting people. With every man available, you
that's random.
That's my goal. That was used to be my goal in life.
Famous
you know?
Skewer.
Your goal?
Like, if I can get Chris Brown and Trey Songz at the same time.
I didn't know women wanted that. I didn't know women wanted the two dick thing.
I mean,
they absolutely go with it. I mean, women typically, most women find other women attractive, but they might not want to do anything, but they'll go with it in the moment. But yeah, women always, not always, but women think about it a lot.
I think about two men, but not. I don't want another woman there. That's just too much.
I don't want another woman either. One was a lot.
Well, we know.
I don't have rhythm. I can't dance. I can't do the Dougie.
You don't have rhythm?
I can't do
two
stuff.
For two people?
No.
Well, listen.
I can't do the Dougie. You have to do shoulders and knees stuff, and I can't do
you don't have enough space between your neck and shoulders to do that.
He doesn't really have a neck.
He can't turn that neck.
He can't do this.
His head reaches adult size, and that neck was like, all right, I quit.
He just do this.
I know you ain't talking about no neck.
I got on a necklace.
Do this. No, you have a less. Look who has more neck, me or Tahir?
Me? You crazy as hell, boy. I got a neck of a swan.
I don't know. This is a,
you guys both look like
you look like a rhino looking up at a tree.
You can't look up. Look at you.
Like
you look like you're trying.
Like
you
shrews
you
popping out of
like
the ground.
Like when little kids say who's taller. Like
you
no,
look like a turtle trying to look at the top
stood
of the
because she was laughing so hard at that rhino joke. She
I mean,
stood
you,
up.
You both look like
she could have been laughing
like,
at mine.
Like you know when like uncircumcised that little piece that stick out that really don't
like
go nowhere.
Dickheads.
Yeah,
you call them dickheads. Hey, mine goes out further.
I've never been called an uncircumcised. I got a lot of jokes thrown my way.
Pat, you look, your neck like, only does that because you used to getting choked by niggas.
What? Why I have a body part?
He evolved.
Only reason he likes the neck.
I just keep wanting to pull the skin out
of me.
On their necks so you can look longer. Like just want to
It's because I got a black shirt. Most of my neck. Nah. Most of
my neck under. It's because you're fat in a black
you
shirt.
You don't got no neck on the back.
No,
either.
No.
Now, limited.
Oh, we was limited. Look, Leah, go to the table.
Your nipples don't match your breasts.
No.
Look up. It's because I got beard.
Why you got to be natural? Don't do that.
My nipples
don't do that. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
You don't got no neck in the back. That's what it is.
It's not the front.
You guys seen the new Mad Max?
Which y'all think?
It still ain't got no
Leah,
neck.
You saw the new Mad Max, right?
You ain't got no neck.
What's the one with?
What's his name? Is it Tom?
I mean, Tom... Hardy?
Yeah.
You're talking about that's not called Mad Max.
Yes, it was Mad Max.
Nah, it's called Fury Road.
Like a turtle with no
Fury
shell.
Fury Road, yeah. Mad Max.
I was
like
committed to being right.
It's like you took your shell out.
Remember the villain in there? He had to have that.
He's like the Fighting
Joke
Nemo
took too
turtle.
Too much, man. Just shut up about it.
You tried to deny it for too long.
I thought the movie wasn't called Mad Max.
Shut you and your stomach up.
His name was Water Joe or something, wasn't it?
Water Joe.
Something Joe.
It was
something Joe.
Oh, this company called Water Joe. Hold on. His name was
Look up Next Incorporated. See if they have a rush order.
Immortan Joe.
Yeah, Immortan Joe.
Oh, he had water. That's what it was.
Next yeah. day shipping.
Next day shipping.
That's good.
Next day shipping is hilarious.
That was crazy.
Comes in small, medium, large. Sorry, we don't have anything for you at the warehouse. But you take next month's shipping.
Now don't try to look for no, don't try to look for no damn story. Nah, we still here. Sit in it.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, that's a good time. That's a good time.
There's something with necrophilia. Help me, guys.
Necrophilia?
Trying to think of pudding.
Pudding.
You heard they might be rebooting The Office?
Are they serious?
They don't even do a good job of the last
no
two seasons.
No one cares
so what,
about
gonna,
just thinking
wait,
of something
else. Wait,
how
are they going to reboot this?
Like, I don't know. I'm
as soon
scared.
As the strike was ending, that was the first piece of news I saw was they might reboot The Office.
I'm so scared.
Just leave it. What
Please.
If Steve Carell's in it?
No.
He would not.
He wouldn't do it again. Because I feel like I've seen interviews of him saying it wouldn't work now because of the jokes that they were getting away with
yeah.
back then. Because
mm-hmm. of the time period.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if they tried to do it, it would be watered down. Not everybody would be doing
they
it.
They had Stanley with a thing of Martin Luther King on his head.
Oh,
and Kelly. I mean, the stuff is wild. And that's still on Peacock right now.
Yeah.
Joe cookie, and then she smacks
right.
him like.
Right.
Yeah, they should just leave it the way.
They
it
also
is.
Was shooting at everybody, so it never felt like. But was
it intentional?
Wasn't there an episode where he was trying to have a black friend, and then he invited Craig Robinson? He was like trying to prove he had black friends.
Or the what is it? The racial intolerance, the training.
Yeah, Diversity
yeah.
Day.
Diversity
That was the
Day.
Second
yeah,
episode.
Oh, sure was.
That was the second episode.
That was crazy.
Man, just leave it as it is, man.
When he
it.
Told Stanley, he said, they're collared people. He was like, collared greens. He was like, they don't call it colored people.
They don't call it collared
colored
people.
Colored greens. When he told Stanley, you have diabetes, I think this was deleted scene. And Stanley got up, he was like, why do you always assume I have diabetes? He said, he's like, see, even the way you got up, I was like,
oh. That broke everybody. That broke everybody on the
ground. Oh. You couldn't do that.
Yeah, leave it alone.
See, even Please. The way you got up, just like, dog, you can't do
That'd
that.
That'd be crazy. Oh, I don't even think God. All of them would do it, too.
Diversity Day is
well,
so
Well, we know
funny.
Jim wouldn't do it.
Nah, Jim wouldn't do it.
He's Reed Richards.
He's
There's
super,
a couple people who would, though.
He's Jack Ryan.
I don't think he's going to be Reed Richards again.
You don't think so?
No, that was fan
you don't
service.
Think so?
That was fan service for sure.
He got killed too.
Yeah, killed, but that's indeed. Another timeline. I could be a whole
Illuminati
timeline.
Was butt.
Wait, you don't think?
I don't
Pam
think,
would do it for show.
Pam would. Dwight mm-hmm. would not. I don't
nah,
think Dwight would.
I think Dwight
Steve Carell would not.
Steve Carell probably wouldn't.
So
Steve
who's
wouldn't
left?
Do it. Ed wouldn't.
Dwight
do it.
Might do it though.
I don't think Ed would do it.
I don't think Dwight would do it.
Ed Holmes, yeah, I don't know.
Ed Helms and definitely not
Ed
do
Helms.
It. What's her name?
Ed Helms ain't been into that much stuff though. In the last 5 years, have y'all seen him?
Hangover was good for him.
Nigga, you know how long ago Hangover
that
was?
That was a long.
He probably still eating off of it though.
Hangover was like 2008.
Was in Horrible Bosses
too. Yeah.
Would y'all watch?
Naming movies from 10, 15 years ago.
Oh, is it?
Hangover 3 was in 2013.
When was Horrible Bosses?
He's not in Ted Lasso. No, the other guy who played
that is Jason. Jason Bateman. He was not.
But he made a cameo on The Office one time. Didn't he?
Horrible man.
Horrible man.
Horrible Bosses 2011.
Sheesh.
Horrible Bosses 2 is 2014.
Would y'all watch it if it was a different cast in a different office?
No.
That might work.
It's too different.
I try to watch the British version of it.
I didn't even like the British.
And I was like,
the pacing isn't. I don't like British humor.
I didn't like
it. I need subtitles. I'm just like, what did he say?
Now, Top Boy, British Murder and Drugs.
Did you finish it?
What?
I cried at the end.
What?
I was like,
I ain't seen it.
We in a field, fam.
I would have to watch that with the subtitles.
I hate that. They jumped out with bats, and they were like, "You pussio, ah pussio," and they were like beating somebody up, but it sounded like they were naming pastas.
Alfredo,
Da Vinci,
oh,
spaghetti.
God.
I love Top Boy. Is probably one of my favorite, like. Rude boy.
Maybe we got to check it out then.
You would love, cool. If you like drugs and murder.
Because I like
his shirt say
London.
Everything I like to do is illegal. Give him a show. You'll be in on
you,
top
you
of
will love it.
Okay.
Love it.
I'll give it another try. I tried to watch one episode. I was like,
why'd you get out?
Because for me, it's like growing up watching American action movies. It's just used to guns, but over there it's such a different life because guns are
they be having knives mostly.
Yeah, knives.
Their gun laws are more strict, so they be like,
yeah,
we gotta stab.
You can't really
them.
Have a gun.
I mean, like caveman rules.
They have guns, but
you are very likely to get stabbed.
Just be like, pussy. Nigga got arrowed.
Niggas walking through the street with nunchucks it doesn't strike fear in my heart. It's like a dark alley. Like, what are you doing down this alley,
yeah,
boy?
Yeah, seems like 1950s. Like, we gonna beat you up.
I don't know what
up.
Top Boy you were watching.
No, I'm just saying. I was just making an example, like, because they don't have guns
scratch.
Like that.
It's not as much as Gangs of London.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of gun violence.
Gangs of London. Them niggas had them burners on them, boy.
Is there anybody from London in here, from the UK?
They did have a lot of fights. They beat your ass a lot.
That's like Peaky Blinders. Everybody was
Peaky
like.
Peaky Blinders. I just downloaded that.
I could not watch that.
Did you watch the whole thing?
I stopped at like second season.
I can't watch that.
I tried.
I want to know why London people in London have so much Jamaican slang.
Because a lot of Jamaicans
are they
over
actually
there.
Jamaicans or Jamaicans?
Yeah.
Because everybody who say Wagwan don't be Jamaican.
But it's a big Jamaican community over there.
So Jamaican slang just dominates?
Yeah.
And also, you know,
colonized.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They colonized Jamaica.
We don't use British slang.
We probably do.
In it?
You think so?
Probably the root of a lot of stuff comes from British stuff.
Possibly. Because you hear a lot of American slang in British stuff, but I don't know that we use like their slang. Mm-hmm. Like,
we don't call it remnants.
We just speak English, though.
You don't never hear me say in it.
I love in it.
I love that. In it.
I like in it.
In it.
Why would you use that? What does that mean again?
Like
isn't
so many
it?
Things.
Like, yeah. You, it's so many. Like, you feel me?
Am I right?
I am for real.
You feel right?
You feel me?
Yeah, you feel me?
Yeah. Because England
colonized Jamaica. That's what I heard.
That whole section of the world just tried to get everybody.
Yeah, bruv is good.
Bruv.
Also, England, for how much of the world they dominated, it's a very small country.
Hmm. What, Europe?
England specifically is like tiny island, and they
Spain
dominated like,
too. Spain was getting active.
They really
Roman Empire.
Marcus Aurelius,
that's bold.
What?
You have one group of like people on a boat, and you're like, let's just whatever's over there, let's take it
they
over.
They had Mesopotamia, yo. They
three
like,
fourths of Earth at one time.
But you don't even know how they packed it over there.
They was like, yo, we taking that, yo.
Bro, and what you finna do? It was so funny. There's a tweet going viral. The British Museum was like, there's some stolen artifacts. Can y'all help us find it? We're like, nigga, the whole museum stolen. Is stolen artifacts.
Right.
What are you talking about?
The artifacts went home, nigga. They off.
What
they
is
off
British history in here? Ain't nothing in here, y'all.
Nothing.
That's wild to be like, who stole our stolen stuff?
Right.
This is crazy. When we steal, it's a museum. When y'all steal,
That's when you really start believing your lie. Like, bro, why would y'all do this to us?
We're just keeping it safe. You know, keeping it safe for y'all.
We asked him, could we take it before we stole it?
I want to rob a museum.
We can take it.
Like a heist? Fun. You want to do a heist?
Like a museum is probably the most interesting thing to rob. Because banks is like, you could break into the vault and there'd be nothing in there. Mm. But museum, all these relics and stuff.
Yeah, but then you got to find somebody to fence it. Like, who am I going to give it to?
Fence it? Oh. You into crime.
What that mean? What that mean, to fence it?
The only reason Lulu ain't stole stuff is because she ain't got a way to sell it back. The rest of us don't want to go to jail. Like, I don't know what that means. That's how you sell it, too, when you sell the stolen stuff. I'm getting the food.
Right. Wait, what that mean?
Well, you don't have to do that.
Like somebody to fence it for you. Like, so I steal it. Okay. I give it to them to go sell it
to somebody.
So my hands
but
ain't
on. But the
term
is called fencing it.
Yeah.
But if whoever they sell it to, they'll be like, you stole it then.
No, they got it from a client.
That person is known as the middleman. That's not their first time getting something and selling it to somebody. So they're like, that's the person you go to.
I have thought about robbing a museum before, and I always was like, but what am I going to do with it when I got it? Who am I going to give it to?
That was my whole thing with robbing a bank. It's like, now how the fuck I'm going to wash this money?
Right.
If we make off with $1 million.
Oh, I could wash some money.
Nah, fuck that. Whoever I go to going to rip me off. I know because I ain't never washed no money before.
I think it's easier to wash money than fence an artifact, bro. Yeah.
Can you imagine bringing that to us? Like, you want this? Like, what is that?
It's the golden gato from Brazil.
What is it called? The Fabergé egg or something What the fuck am I going to do with this?
I can't crack it. I can't eat it.
Yeah, I can't take this in no part.
But you like eggs to him, but I can't eat it.
We were talking to B. Lou about this, and he was saying when people rob you, like, you would think steal computers and phones and stuff like that. And he was like, that stuff can all be tracked. Most of the time, they'll steal, like, Jordans, jeans,
things
stuff
that can
like
resell.
That. Huh. Yeah, because you know, your iPhone got... Huh?
And the quick sale. He said,
he said it real quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that dude who stole the table of iPhones and was caught 5 minutes later. nigga robbed a GPS tracker.
You gotta
put all
know
the trackers
that,
in the back.
Man.
You stole the whole Find Me section.
I
like,
just followed him home. They were just in the car behind
him.
Did
you have the Apple Watch?
They watched him.
God dang it.
Yeah, I know you can, Missy KG. I know you can, like, pawn it, but it's like, do you take that in and they be like, where the fuck you get this from?
What? Yeah, they always ask,
what,
like,
what I'm like walking in with a Fabergé, like,
you can't pawn no artifacts.
That's what I'm saying. You gotta find the right fence who got the right connects.
Oh, I guess you can't pawn it.
And then
you gotta
take care of all of that for you. I'm gonna just like, steal it.
This is a family heirloom. Like, yeah, what family? Mine?
They need.
Where they get it from?
Mm-hmm.
Two questions and I'm out. Never mind.
Never mind, man. Don't worry about it.
I gotta go.
I can't do it, man. I don't want that shit.
Yeah, I definitely would think about, like, things I could rob. Like, how quick can I get away with it?
Damn.
I saw
because every time I watch Ocean's 11, I'm like, I would so
I
like to be down with that.
Oh, me too.
I would so want to do that.
There's no quick way to get a big sum of money, I feel like. I tried selling weed for a week and a half. I went 3 people in on an ounce. All right.
Was it just cilantro?
I don't.
You know he ain't gonna eat no cilantro.
I love cilantro. Anyway, none of us really made money. I can't remember how much it was or how much we paid at the time. I don't know, man. I wasn't good at fractions like that. That's why I wasn't good at, like, selling it.
I don't know if it's like this much.
No,
is
that's
it like
not
1 ounce. Like 1 ounce.
It was already gave to us in bags. Yeah, it was already gave to us in bags. And, like, I tried to start my drug career. Second semester in 11th grade. And everybody knew I didn't smoke weed or nothing. So it's just like,
create my drink.
I'm trying to be like, yo, you want someone? You were like, get the fuck away from me.
You
narc.
Sound like a narc probably.
Yeah. I'm in the National Honor Society. I'm in marching band.
National Honor Society.
I was in the National Honor Society.
I know you
were.
It's just funny that you also try to sell weed at you.
Exactly.
Smart.
Bro, like, I was so nervous.
Aren't you coming out of AP English? Don't worry about that.
How you think
drugs.
I got here?
Bro, I tried.
This nigga, first chair saxophone, National Honor Society. Now you want to sell drugs?
I tried to cut a square in a dictionary and, like, put the weed in there and I couldn't find scissors, so I'm trying to do the shit with a steak knife, and I can only do so many pages at a time with the steak knife. It was the worst decision of my life, man.
You saw chicken nuggets in the dictionary, you're like,
I just ate the page.
Who put that there? State. I can imagine what it's.
Why my weed smell eat like nuggets?
To hear? He told me to eat my words.
Man, it was just a bad decision.
Where's mashed and potatoes?
What was the moment that you were like, I'm out of the drug game?
Bro, when I didn't make no money off of it. All the paranoia that I had for that week, thinking people might rob me, I'm going to get found out at school, it wasn't worth it. I'm like, niggas go through this every
day. When I watch drug shows, I'd be like, bro, y'all, they can never relax.
Yeah.
You can never let your hair down. You can never go on a vacation and be free. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the police are coming after you. Other drugs, if you're too good, yeah, they want to kill you.
But that's still people who are too good. Like, we only hear about the people who blow up quick. Like, that happens more than anything. Like,
yeah, you hear?
You just don't get the clientele. Yeah. You just don't get it.
You gotta know people.
He's like, man, this ain't working.
And niggas have started buying it for because they feel sorry for me, bro.
I heard a lot of drug dealers don't even really make minimum wage. Mm-mm. Like, the people are
on the side.
The soldiers, mm-hmm, they're just like, nigga, you could be at Chick-fil-A. Yeah.
I had an interview to be a drug dealer.
Oh, yeah, I remember you talking about that.
Yeah, I never went, though. But I had an interview lined up.
That was a sting. I'm glad you didn't go.
So I didn't go. Sell drugs, yes. Arrest her. What? I didn't even do it.
There was no clever setup.
You brought a resume to a drug. You didn't think that was dumb?
Look up. This is the police station.
No one's in costume. Everybody's in cop outfits. So you want to be a drug? He just has a beanie on. So you want to be a drug dealer, huh? All right, get her. Like, damn. All
right, get her. All right, get her.
Give me that thug beanie. You still have your cop outfit on, though.
I don't think she's going to notice.
Give me some shades.
I don't think she's going to notice.
Got a Carhartt jacket over his uniform. I blend in.
So you want to sell drugs to the community, huh?
I remember when I was in high school, I used to scrape the foil off a gum out of boredom. Make and one time, grill? I scraped the foil off just to get to the white paper. And I put some grass in it and rolled it up and tried to sell it to a football player. He wasn't very smart. And he was like, how much for the weed? And I was like, $10. And he gave it to me, and I was like, okay, that's just grass. This is literally grass.
You didn't go
like,
through
no,
with
weed
it?
Is grass. So I was like, no, this is, like, I went outside and
it's
did this.
It's actual grass.
I didn't go through it.
He didn't get it, though? He's like, yeah, I want to smoke some grass. No, what I'm trying to tell you is this is my front lawn. is that the OG name? OG front lawn? Yeah,
no, this is AstroTurf.
Please, I'm trying
to
tell
you. Ooh, that shit sound good. AstroTurf. No, I don't think you're getting it. I get it if you give it to me, nigga. Give me the joint.
There's manure in it.
Oh, it's that's the shit.
Oh, this is that stank. This is the gas.
Nigga, here, take it. Just give me the $10.
There's lawnmower gas in it.
And try to get high.
I walked across this and then picked it up.
You gotta have say sex.
Oh, so you stepped DMX. On it. DMX. You stepped on the drugs, huh? No, I walked through the lawn and took this off of my shoes.
Also, this conversation has gone on far too long.
Just give me the $10.
Yeah, just buy it.
Let's give me the set.
You bail it out of it. How'd you roll it? Did you lick it and stuff?
How to roll? That's not easy.
I watch movies.
No, you watch a lot of workout movies too, and you don't work
that
out.
Translate. I have a whole thing about that. The whole diet industry is all for fat people. The fit people do not even buy that stuff. It's people like me who done bought the doggone. What's Sean T's thing? Insanity.
You know
Beach
what
body,
I'm gonna do?
Beach all body, the Beach body stuff.
Hey Kev, I was in a workout DVD. I'm gonna give it to you, man.
You were in it?
Yeah.
Like teaching or just in the back?
I'm in one of the people in the thing.
Well, what is it?
It's called Hardcore 22 Minutes with Tony Horton.
Tony Horton is Beach Body.
Yeah, that's Beach Body.
Was it like a military theme?
Yeah, so it was made. It has like all military workouts, all military people.
Tony Horton was that guy.
And they
too.
Gave you three.
He
three
did P90X.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. He invented it.
Yeah,
he was the guy for P90X.
He would take me on the news. Me, him, and another dude. We would go on the news and do workouts in the morning.
Give it That's to me. Crazy. I need a new coaster.
Yeah, you get it.
I bought P90X burnt from a barbershop. I had burnt DVDs of P90X, and I was like, I'm finna get my shit together. Man, that shit never made it out my fucking car. That shit is still in a plastic bag somewhere in a 2001 Nissan Altima, nigga. Shit was underneath my spare tire.
I had a burnt P90X the whole day. Dude, the real P90X was like $100, $150.
Yeah, it was.
He
was
sold
it
for like $20, and I was like, ah, save more money when I'm not doing this.
Man.
Well, he sold it to you, too. He was like, I ain't going to use this shit. $20.
That's the thing. When I buy the stuff, in my mind, I'm finna go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
The Nike fit, Apple Watch, all that. When it comes time, they'll be like, man, I'm tired, though.
I'm going.
Give me another breakfast pizza.
I'm going to get that.
Breakfast pizza is
cheese
a thing.
Cheese 90X. Every morning, 22 minutes.
Krispy Kreme 90X.
He just said Krispy Kreme and put 90X on it. Krispy cheese was like
crispy. Crispy
Chick-fil-A 90X.
No joke.
Macaroni and cheese 90X.
More like ribs 90X.
Brisket 90X. Okay. It works on everything. It works on everything. Chips 90X.
He's like, I don't need Billy Banks. I got Billy Franks.
Oh, damn. That's good.
Hot dogs all the time.
Tyrone. Tyrone. I was like, I could do this. Like,
Schnitzel Simmons. That didn't really rhyme.
Jane Fondue.
It's brisket in that hat.
When he take it off, it's a little cup up there with brisket.
He got brisket air fresh there. This call. It just
brisket is your thing. That's your joke. Stop trying to bring it over here. I have my own jokes.
Hey, Brisket Brothers. Instead of the Blues Brothers, it's the Brisket Brothers.
Hold on.
It's like a tour flyer.
That sounds funny.
I thought this was a comedy show. No. We're just eating brisket in the theater.
You guys can watch. I don't know why you pay tickets, but...
Bring your own brisket. BYOB. The BYOB tour. Bring your own brisket tour.
Bring your own brisket.
We can eat it together.
Brisket.
Sean T-Bone Steak. There's a joke.
There
That's
it is.
A joke. Jane Fondue. Lulu said that. Glizzy 90X. No. That's not.
He just gave up. Jack in the Box 90X. Fat 90X.
Y'all are racing the way
this abandoned the creativity.
Cheese and 90 snacks.
Cheese and 90 snacks. Oh, Deion Sanders is pretty good. Deion Sanders.
Okay. What are we doing? Ain't that a football player?
Because he put the hat and glasses back on.
Oh,
that is good. Yeah, that
okay.
Was good.
Yeah, that I'll give you that one.
Yeah, that was good.
Oh,
all right,
man.
We love y'all, man. Y'all go back to work. I know y'all at work not doing your job.
Damn.
Right now. Last time we did this, we was like, how many of y'all at work put a fax machine in there? It was like everybody was
put
at
some
work.
Fax machines.
Yeah, a lot of people said, let me put my headphones on.
Listen, this is why I do this.
6 minute slabs is great.
Okay, there
that
we go, living my Jeff life.
Mm-hmm. 6 minute slabs.
6 minute slabs is fire. See, look at all these. Okay, Jay Freegian on PTO. Y'all got the office door closed. You're like, I'm really busy right now.
Hey, when y'all laugh, do y'all get in trouble? Because I take pride in that. When people be like, hey, y'all just got me in trouble at work. I'm like,
damn, that's a lot of fax machines. All at work.
Yes. This was me at Boeing. I was like, man, this is, you don't upload your podcast, my Wednesday is ruined. That was an hour and a half off the clock. What do you mean it's going to be up later today? I got a whole Thursday
somebody
podcast.
Somebody said you're in the lower corner of my screen.
That's real. You know
really
that's real.
Yeah.
I love that. Lower corner. Yeah. You got spreadsheets up in the middle. I'm really swamped here. Why are you laughing at Excel?
Numbers. I can't believe they would do this.
You ever
like
think
this.
About numbers?
All right. Well, we love y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. We appreciate y'all. This is to hear more, Lulu Gonzalez, Patrick Cloud. I'm Kev on stage. We'll see you next week. Or next week for you, but just never mind.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.